We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Shin Nun Aleph, the 13th chapter of Shar HaSinah. The Magid Midovna had been describing the different types of stinginess that exist in the world. Hasuga Sheni, the second type of stinginess. Adam Mekametz HaNafsho Al Derech Hasuga Rishon, a person who is as stingy as the first guy we were talking about. But he claims he's not doing it because he loves wealth so much. But the reason he is so stingy is because he is so concerned. Because who knows, he might lose his income, he might not have enough. So he's always worried that he doesn't have enough. And that's why he's so stingy. He spends even less than he really, really should spend, than is necessary. And the reason he is so concerned is because he lacks faith in God. Because if someone really has faith that God is watching over us, he knows very clearly that God treats us in accordance with the way we behave. We're on page Shin Nun Bet. If a person scatters his money, has mercy on the poor, and helps them out, our sages already taught, whoever has mercy on God's creatures, so then they'll have mercy on him from heaven. And if a person is stingy, he holds tight, he doesn't give anything to anyone, so from above they're stingy with him. And those who know the secrets of Torah know the wisdom of this amulet. And from our tradition we know, it's decided on Rosh Hashanah exactly how much sustenance, how much income a person will make. In heaven they weigh exactly how much a person needs. They write in a book that this year he should get such and such. And in heaven, there's no overlap. You're not going to get last year's salary this year. This year, they judge this year, not next year. So why are you saving up for next year? They're never going to give you more than you really need. If you have a tremendous surplus in your bank account, so next year they'll say you need less of an income. You have all that money, so what do you need? More income. So if you spend the money wisely, so that's the way a person should behave. Now that doesn't mean you shouldn't have a savings account. That doesn't mean you shouldn't invest. That means you should do things in moderation, the way the Torah wanted us to do it. You should invest in real estate, a third of your money, in business, a third of your money, and in liquid, a third of your money. And slowly you build up your assets in an intelligent way, but not to live such a miserly, stingy life. Yes?
I've always struggled with this concept in the way that if you steal something, then it's not really a sin because, I mean, say it was $50 something, then you're
going to
lose $50.
That's a great question for a Thursday night. No. I will be happy to deal with it. No, it's an excellent, excellent question. The Talmud tells us the concept that en briya nogat bechaverta filu kim lo nima. A person can't take even a hair from someone else. You can't affect someone else. So wait a second. So what happens when a person steals? Good question. But that's not our subject. It's a good question. Listen here, he says. In heaven, they work the exact opposite. When a guy is so stingy, and he says, I'm not going to spend even on the most basic things. He needs medication. He's not going to do it. He needs dental treatment. He's not going to do it. His wife needs some kind of doctor's appointment. He's not going to do it. He's got to hold on to his money. So in heaven they say, okay, you're not going to spend your money the way you should, so we won't give you that money. So then a person won't have the money he really needs for his basic necessities. Mashal, the following allegory. There was this great noble who sent his son a great distance to learn. And he'd sent servants with wagons bringing his son anything he could possibly desire. Machalim u'mashkim u'minei megadim, food and drink and sweets. Pam shema asar al bno kium kametz b'machal shulchano. Once he heard that his son is not using it, that his son is not eating all this food he's sending, he's saving it, he's hoarding it. V'chol mashu masing mibet avivu, so tzau machneso lekium. He's amassing, he's building storage houses of all the food that his father's sending him. So the father said, I'm not sending him anymore. That's not why I sent it. So suddenly the kid stops getting these wagons. So the father says, gee, what does he eat on an average day? He's not eating a wagon full every month. I'm sending him a wagon every month. And I hear that 75% goes into a storage house. So now the father would send him a wagon once every 4 months. He figures, you know what? That's what he's eating, 25% of the wagon. So once every 4 months is fine. So the son writes a letter. Hey, Dad, why'd you start behaving this funny way? So the father answered him, son, you know it's a long journey between me and you. And if I send you a wagon that's loaded with goods, the truth is that what you end up with is 1/100th of the cost. I have to feed the messengers the whole journey. It's a long journey. It costs me a lot of money to send these messengers to you. In spite of that, I sent you all this food. I'd always send 5 wagons. 4 wagons to feed the messengers, 1 wagon would end up with you. So it cost me 5 wagons to get you 1 wagon. And even so, I was willing to spend the money because I said, you know what? I want you to have good food. So that makes sense if you're going to enjoy it. But for me to spend all this money for you to put some of it in a storage house, I want you to have a good time. But now I know you're amassing storage houses. I said, why should I spend all that money? I spent 5 wagons for you to store 1 wagon. That's not what I'm sending it for. It's not worth the cost. Hanimshal, what's this similar to? And by the way, guys, people do this all the time. Their parents will sometimes FedEx, send air mail, all kinds of stuff which the parents want you to have. And it's costing them a lot to send it to you. So sometimes we forget that, and that's not right. The Creator, blessed be He, sends His chosen people their needs. He gives them everything they need. And God does things in the world so that we would have it. There are people who work the ground in order for us to have food. And there are animals that have to be fed in order for this food to be produced. These animals will plow the field, etc. There are so many more people in the world that eat every crop than we do. And yet Hashem says, I'm going to take care of the world so that you guys have what I want you to have. So God says, I'll do it. I'll run a whole world so that you guys will have the clothing you need, the food you need. God says, I love you so much, it doesn't matter that the whole world has to function in order for this to happen. But what happens when the kids say, I'm not using this, so what if God gave me all this blessing? I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm going to hoard it. I'll put it all away. Who knows? There might be a rainy day. So then why would the Creator do this and provide him with all that? God says, you want to store it away? You're not going to use it? You were granted life to be positive, to impact the world. Do something with it. And I want you to enjoy it. Part of life, God wants us to enjoy life. So again, in moderation, obviously a person has to have a savings account. Obviously a person has to put some money aside for a rainy day. But a person shouldn't be so stingy that he's skimping on the basic necessities he has, his family has. When a person can afford to help his neighbor, he has to help his neighbor as well. Don't tell yourself, it's a nice allegory, but it's not real. I'm telling you the truth, says the Magen Midovna. Shekol she'adam mekametz, mekamtzin lo min ha'shamayim gam ken. When a person is stingy in a way that's off balance, so then in heaven they shift things off balance as well. When a person cannot spend where he should spend, so in heaven they say, okay, we will withhold that amount from him and he won't be able to spend that amount. So that's the third type of stinginess, where a person is stingy because he's always worried he won't have enough. And in heaven they hold that against the person. They say, if you don't spend the way you should, we won't allow you. You won't have that income to be able to spend the way you should.